Good afternoon, everybody. This is Greg Evenson coming to you from Voices from the Heartland. We are so glad to be with you today. We're going to give you several updates as the broadcast goes on. The danger to America that we face right now is not Barack Obama, but it's a citizenry capable of entrusting a man like him with the presidency. It would be far easier to limit and undo the follies of an Obama presidency than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved electorate willing to have such a foul man for their president. The problem is much deeper and far more serious than Barack Obama, and is a mere symptom of what ails America. Blaming the Prince of the Fools should not blind anyone to the vast confederacy of fools that made him their president. The Republic can survive a Barack Obama, who is, after all, merely a fool. It is less likely to survive a multitude of fools, such as those who made him their president. How absolutely true, and thank you to that man from the Czech Republic, don't know his name, who wrote that, and I got a copy of it this week. You may have heard it before, but it bears repeating. I have a great guest coming up in a little bit, Beth Clay. I'll give you her biography in just a moment. She's going to join us in just a few minutes. What a gal. What work she is doing on our behalf. I want to read this scripture, and then we'll have the first break. Jeremiah 8, verse 8. How can you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? But behold, the lying pen of the scribe has made it into a lie. The wise men are put to shame. They are dismayed and caught. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what kind of wisdom do they have? Therefore I will give their wives to others, their fields to new owners, because from the least, even to the greatest, everyone is greedy for gain. Even the prophet, even to the priest, everyone practices deceit, and they heal the brokenness of the daughter of my people superficially, saying, peace, peace, but there is no peace. Were they ashamed because of the abomination they had done? They certainly were not ashamed, and they did not know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time of their punishment, they shall be brought down, declares the Lord. Now, before you start jumping up and down and saying, yep, that's what's going to happen to Obama and all the other idiots in Washington, you better look in the mirror. Because just like that Czech man noted, we are the problem. I'm not saying you voted for Obama or you voted for Schumer or you voted for Boxer. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that collectively, we have allowed this to happen because we were not willing to stand at the time we needed to stand and say no more. We've allowed it to occur over and over and over. Senate Bill 510 is on the precipice of passing. Beth is going to talk about that in a little bit. We've got the ATF crowing now and saying that no more Mr. Nice Guy from the BATFE, Andrew Traver, or Traver, whichever it is. You know what? He can just go straight to hell. I challenge him and his legions of traitorous, no good, oath-defying people. Come on. Come on out here. Start pulling up these guns and see what happens. It will happen. Don't even think about it. Stay tuned. We're going to have a good show today. We want you to be with us all the way through. We'll take your calls after the half hour. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And thanks for staying with us today. Mrs. Beth Clay, I should say Ms. Beth Clay, I apologize, Beth, serves as Senior Vice President of Capital Strategy Consultants, Incorporated, where she works with clients on their executive and legislative branch interactions, strategic and media planning, and grassroots campaigns. Ms. Clay's governmental relations activities typically, they focus on health policy, services, regulation, and research across government agencies, including Department of Health and Human Services, Veterans Administration, and Department of Defense. And it goes on from there. She is quite a gal. Beth, we're very privileged to have you on with us today. Welcome to Voices from the Heartland.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I know after speaking with you briefly the other day, I was very, very interested in what you had to tell us. We need a briefing today. The listeners here, there's a good number of folks listening today, and I want them to get it straight from you. I know that you have the latest information concerning some of this legislation that's coming out, including Senate Bill 510. What can you tell us?
Well, Senate Bill 510 is a food safety legislation that is going before the Senate to be voted on the Monday after Thanksgiving. This bill will cost Americans $1.6 billion over 5 years, and it will dramatically revamp food safety regulation within the Food and Drug Administration. It gives them broad new authorities to come and do inspections, to charge farmers for re-inspections when they find something wrong and want to come back and do it again. There's legislation in there that affects dietary supplements, affects organic farms, small businesses are affected, and while there's been a lot of negotiations to lessen the severity of the bill, there's still broad concern that it goes too far into, you know, bigger government doesn't necessarily make safer foods.
Beth, let me ask you this. It's such a simple question, and yet it's on my mind. I'm sure it's on some others. Why? Why are they doing this at all? Why now? What are they hoping to do? All they're doing is crushing what little bit of discretionary freedom we've got left to raise our own crops and to treat ourselves as we see fit. Why?
Well, it's part of the ongoing trend to have the government control decision making in your life. This is what I call rip from the headlines legislation. We've had a peanut butter incident, we've had a spinach incident, we've had tomato issues, and they're all isolated incidents in a specific sector where government regulators were basically asleep at the switch. Or, somebody intentionally adulterated a product. The big challenge with food safety is products being imported that are not being screened. Now, we already have laws on the books that give the FDA that authority. They are underfunded in that activity, but they still don't do near what they could. I mean, they've known for 20 years that products coming in from China had lead in them, and that other challenges there. But we continue to rely on China to make a vast majority of product ingredients, both in medicines and foods and supplements. And, I'm a Grow America kind of person. I believe that we should grow it as close to home as possible and use what we grow. That's the trend that people are getting back to.
Well, sure, and absolutely understandable why. Beth, I when I look at violations of what I understand federal law to be and procedure and so forth in the research of these drugs, some of the biggest violators are the FDA, their policies, and their favorite pharmaceutical manufacturers. Why do they come down so hard on the American people and when they want to treat themselves and use natural remedies and so forth, and then this latest thing on gardening and all that? What's the real agenda here? This is not just simply a matter of overregulation. There's something more to it.
Well, there's two agendas here. The first thing is that small businesses and individual Americans don't have as big a voice as a big wallet of big pharma or big agriculture.
Sure.
A large corporation with billions of dollars has power, political power, regulatory power. They have very expensive lawyers who can fight for them and take a position and win. Americans have to get together and we have to fight for our rights and those things that the Constitution guarantees us. And the bigger issue on this is that there is an international regulatory body from the United Nations called Codex Alimentarius. That one of the things that they have a number of, there's like 26 different committees in this organization that the taxpayers fund, and they make regulations or guidelines at the international level that affect international trade. Well, of late, the last few years, they have been making recommendations to countries around the world to develop food control regulations. So the United States is complying with that request and developing food control regulations, and that's what this food safety bill is.
Beth, I should ask, what do you see happening in, say, the next 24 to 48 hours? Is it this close? Are we really at the precipice here? And I believe we probably are, unless you say otherwise, because I'm trusting your judgment. And
well,
what's going to happen here?
Yeah, the Senate is out of session until the Monday after Thanksgiving. That's the 29th, I believe.
Oh, that's
right.
It
will come back, and this is the first agenda on the item. First item on their agenda for voting. They will likely pass the bill unless we can get an upsurge for Americans voting against it, calling their senators, both of their senators, and voicing concern. Senator Tom Coburn has been the voice of reason in trying to slow this down because he's concerned about how we pay for it. $1.6 billion over 5 years is a lot more money that we really don't have to spend right now. And if you're going to pass regulations, you'd have to fund it. Senator Hatch, who approved the bill in committee, is concerned about the cost as well. And so there are some individuals who are worried about the financial aspects, and we're continuing to negotiate the details. But the actual bill has not been made public yet. There have been modifications to the bill that's on the web right now. I anticipate that by Monday, Senator Harkin will have the actual bill published so that we can all read it before Monday the 29th. And have a voice. And I highly recommend people doing that. I can drive them to, after Monday, we'll have an update on codexfund.com, CODEXFUND.com, that will provide the information so people can have, make an informed decision about, being involved and making those phone calls.
Beth, if you could give us maybe three or four quick bullet points for for this reason, to one more time sum this up and put it right in front of the listeners today, what would you say are the top two, three, four, whatever you have in front of you, that items that are going to be the most prominently on display here in this bill that will fundamentally alter how we deal with our food and our personal lives in this?
The number one thing is when a corporation, whether it's a small business or a large business, has to begin handling new regulations, the cost of that goes down to the consumer. So the price of your groceries is going to go up. We're already dealing with, you know, higher cost in groceries rather dramatically recently, and so those costs are going to continue to rise. The second thing is the government is potentially taking on new regulations that will drive the cost of government up and extend the power of the government. And many of us are concerned about bigger government. You know, in the last 2 years, this administration has added 90,000 new federal employees, many of them making over $150,000 a year. So we're having bigger government, which means higher taxes, you know, higher food cost. That's not good for the consumer. It's not good for the farmer, the family farmer. Is already, you know, challenged to compete in the marketplace, and the last thing we want to do is, you know, lose another family farm.
And is it true, Beth, that the part of this is or has been that you would have to have a license to raise a garden and to do anything with your produce?
Unless the FDA issues an exemption, then the family farmer, the family gardener, would have to register with the federal government, with the Food and Drug Administration, and be subject to inspection, subject to being required to have a standard operating procedure manual on how you would dispose of food deemed unclean. So that's a lot of regulations to comply with.
Well,
that's very drug-like regulations.
And would you just one last time please explain to our listeners who may not understand what Codex Alimentarius is? I think it's a big word there. It's kind of confusing. What does that do in law? Or would
The Codex Alimentarius is a United Nations organization that has the power to develop international trade standards. So many countries around the world adopt Codex standards as law. In the United States, thankfully, and part of the work that we have done at CodexFund.com is to work with our legislators to restate, and Senator Harkin and Senator Hatch actually finally, December of 2009, in the markup of this bill, clarified that any changes to dietary supplement regulation based on Codex recommendations would have to go through the Senate. It would not be done by the FDA without the Senate, you know, passing a bill.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an international UN WHO organization that wants to determine how everybody manages their food, both in international trade and in some countries, even the potency of vitamins and minerals.
And so really, it is narrowing down very quickly and dramatically the options that Americans have to, as I say so frequently, chart their own destiny in terms of their health care, what they eat, how they eat, whether they grow their own. It's all a matter of control, ultimately, isn't it?
It is a part of that progressive movement of wanting the government to make your decisions for you, whether it's a local government or your state or federal government or a global government, to make these decisions for you. And I believe in the Constitution and individual liberty, and I think that we all have to continue to fight to preserve those liberties.
Well, I can tell you, Beth, that you come highly recommended, as you know, and certainly you are worthy of that. How can people get to you or your website, maybe not to you personally, but if they wanted to email you with a question or two, do you have any way that folks can get a hold of you?
Certainly. The website that I mentioned before is CodexFund.com. That's CodexFund.com. And they can email me personally at beth@bethclay.com. That's the easiest email to remember. So if they have specific questions, I'm more than happy to respond to emails. And, you know, I just urge everybody to be informed and to be active in this, because it is a we the people activity going on.
Now, not that I'm trying to discourage us in any way, but are these folks listening in Washington, if our people take the time to make a call, are they going to be heard?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
What is amazing is the conversations that have taken place in the last year, and especially in the last month, with constituents.
Okay.
The power that has had in negotiating the bill from, you know, it's over on the ledge.
Sure.
Of you know,
Beth,
big,
we've
big,
got
big
to break. Listen, I'm going to have them get hold of you.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Good to have you still with us, everybody. My guest today, Beth Clay. Beth, I know we need to let you go. You're busy and working right now. But I just wanted to ask you, first of all, if you can remember what we were talking about, just close that up because we lost part of it in the break. And then I have one last question for you.
Oh, let's see. I think I was talking about, you know, calling into your senators does make a difference. And
yes,
I think everybody
yes,
can go
you.
To codexfund.com and get some information on Monday and then make those phone calls.
Beth, on a 1 to 10, for Americans productive, and I'm talking about now raising food and your natural remedy agenda and how you wish to do your own life, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you put this?
About an 8.5.
I'm glad you said that because I was a 9, mm-hmm. So we're very close. But how much more important can it get than the fundamental efforts we make to raise our own food using non-GM seeds and so forth? I don't know how much more important it could be. There are other things out there, but this is incredibly important.
Well, it is very important, and you know the cornerstone of wellness and of good health is nutrition, and the more you can do yourself. And those making those decisions that are unique and personal to you and your family, the more opportunity for wellness at an affordable rate that you're going to have.
Well, I couldn't ask for a better guest today and so timely. Beth, we appreciate all you do. We can reach you at codexfund.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Very good. Thanks, Beth, for spending your precious time today with us. Good luck.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. Take care. Thank you.
Well, folks, there is a real real patriot and someone who's saying, look, we are doing all we can on your behalf to try and get to the bottom of this legislative nonsense. It's just one nail in the Republic's coffin after another with this legislation. You just wouldn't think that people of good mind, of good repute, of good moral value, of good constitutional awareness would even contemplate something like this, let alone debating it, calling it out for a vote, and then voting on it. How can anyone, anywhere, say that this is for the good of the nation? It's absolutely not. It's not for the good of the nation. And so, you know, you add to that now, and thanks again, Beth, for your wonderful update. Look, the internet bill here that's come up, 19 senators who voted to censor the internet, 19 of them now, and I'm going to read them because I want their names down here in front of the public. First one is Patrick Leahy, a socialist from Vermont. He is the biggest big government idiot to ever walk the halls of Congress. And the people in Vermont, I hope you're listening, people, why do you keep electing this guy? What is it about this that you keep putting him out there? I don't get it. Isn't there anybody else in that state that can run? Herb Kohl from Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin's just south of me here. Herb Kohl is a socialist, and he's a couple of other things. I won't mention on the radio, but I wouldn't go to a party with him. That's for sure. Jeff Sessions, Alabama. What are you, Jeff? A rhino? Why would you possibly vote for this? Dianne Feinstein, nothing more needs to be said. She's a socialist. Orrin Hatch, Utah. What are you, Mr. Hatch? Again, a rhino? In sheep's clothing or a rhino in wolf's clothing? Russ Feingold, Wisconsin. At least he's on the way out. Another socialist. Chuck Grassley, Iowa. Another rhino. Arlen Specter. Oh, I got lots of names for him, and I'm glad he's gone. From Pennsylvania. John Kyle from Arizona. Thought he was a big rescue effort out there. He's done nothing but screw up the mess here, if that's possible. John Kyle, no good. Rhino. Chuck Schumer, socialist. Lindsey Graham, rhino. South Carolina. Dick Durbin, Illinois, socialist. John Cornyn, Texas, rhino. Benjamin Cardin from Maryland, socialist. Tom Coburn. Now, he may be doing one decently, almost halfway good thing with this bill that Beth just talked about, but in terms of the internet, he's failed. He's from Texas. Get a hold of him. I'm sorry, he's from Oklahoma. Tom Coburn is from Oklahoma. Get a hold of this guy. Sheldon Whitehouse. Rhode Island, well, he's a write-off. He's a socialist. Al Franken, communist, Minnesota, a moron. Chris Coons, Delaware, another socialist. All these people voted for the censoring of the internet. Go figure. These people lie when telling the truth is easier. They are a mess. They're a disgrace. They need to be targeted for the next elections. Get them out. Get rid of them. There's no more point in having them anywhere close to us. Vote them out. I know, folks, I sound a little bit, maybe not quite myself today. I had an event this week. Just wanted to point out a couple of things to you. I don't know what happened. Tuesday morning, I was standing at the door, saw a bright white, kind of bluish white flash out in the woods. It's hunting season up here. I thought it was a scope. Maybe or something. What's a scope flashing like that for? I realized it was too bright to be that. There was no sun. It was overcast. And immediately I turned. I asked my niece. I said, "What's going on here? Did you see that?" And I suddenly my coordination was off, and I had a burning sensation above my right eye and a numbness in the left side of my forehead. And I didn't think I was going to make it to the sofa. And called for my wife and. Said, "I don't know, something's wrong here. I think you better take me in." I don't know what happened, folks. I can only speculate. A couple of good friends went out there and looked around yesterday to see if they find anything. They found a little bit of something out there, but, you know, we're just not sure. I'll continue this in a moment. Not that I'm trying to focus on me, but many of you have written and called, and I appreciate that. We'll be back, and I'll summarize this after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 800-313-9443. I'll take your calls in about 7-8 minutes. Look, I don't know what happened out there in the woods. All I can tell you is that a plane went over, and right after that, there was this bright flash. I immediately had a physical reaction to it. Stumbled back over to the couch. My wife got me in the car. We took off for the hospital, and ambulance met me at a major intersection up here because I didn't want her to have to deal with me if things were not going well. And so I was transported in. They ran a CAT scan, found nothing, no evidence of a stroke or anything like that. Did all kinds of heart work, absolutely nothing. My heart is fine. But they could not explain the what appeared to be a burn or a burn-like reaction in my sinus on my over my right eye. Those were their words. I said nothing about what I saw. I didn't give them anything to go with because I wanted all coming from them from a medical sense and not something that I might say or think. And my blood pressure peaked at 230 over 170, very dangerous for a little while. Appreciate all your prayers and good support. Thank you, folks. It was kind of a daunting morning. My wife was a real trooper. She was there and very strong. Never got real apprehensive about it. I know I was in the Lord's hands, but it was just so odd, so unusual, and so immediate. It was like a bright strobe light or something went off. And I've had a number of you folks appreciate your thoughts and your conjecture about this. We don't know what it was. We can only speculate. But having found a little bit of what might be DNA out there. You would think some pro would be a little better than that if that's what it was. But we're not sure because it's hunting season and so forth up this way. But anyway, the fact of the matter is it was kind of a strange week, and I'm recovering yet from it, and thanks for your patience today and your prayers. Look, I've got some great friends here. Number one among them, Freeze Dry Guy. Appreciate you folks and all that you're doing out there. Thanks for the kind words. Ladies and gentlemen, I just say one more time to you, if you don't have what you need in terms of storable foods, please go to freezedryguy.com or 866-404-3663, as you just heard a little bit ago. Great offer on the website now through the 30th of the month, the end of November. They've got some great hearty size and some economy-sized buckets as well. They're running specials on. Now is the time to get this together and make your order, because it just doesn't get any better than that. And the freight is free in the lower 48. So by all means, these are good people, good backgrounds. They are wonderful people to deal with, and they send you what they say they send you. It's quality stuff. If I want some comfort food, I go down there and break into one of those big cans and light up some great meal and give my wife a break. But by all means, see the Freeze Dry Guy for all your storable food needs. It'll be there when you need it, now until almost forever. Bob Taylor and his wife are telling me they have a great store of natural soaps over there at the First Fruits Farm. Look, this soap is kind of has a glycerin in it that it is usually taken out by commercial products. It's great for your skin. It's long-lasting. You get every penny's worth out of those bars. I encourage you to go to First Fruits Farm, please, at 248-250-8870. Bob and Darlene, get a hold of them. They've got great stuff. My wife has plopped this down in front of me. She says, "We are thrilled to have available for you and your loved ones these faith-building gifts during these challenging times. Greg and I have found encouragement from just reading the words on the coins, the challenge coins, and kind of a dog tag to put around your neck." They quote Ephesians 6. They're there at the website, theheartlandusa.com. If you order everything that we've got there, and I'm talking about our DVD Castle Defense, which has helped so many hundreds and hundreds of different families, we will send you one of those challenge coins absolutely free. So we encourage you to go look at our website as well. And thank you for the time that you've allowed me in this. I cannot tell you any more than this. Do not fly anymore. This freak show, Janet Napolitano, I don't know what she is, but she is proof to me that if God ever made a mistake, I won't go there. I'm sorry. Look, tell you what, let's have Barack Obama and his wonderful wife get on the planes and walk through these deals just because. Just because he's president, she's first lady, and they ought to be leading by example, right? They ought to be able to go through that. They know that it's perfectly harmless, and just having their privates exposed to the world won't bother them. And if they take their two little daughters along, maybe they'll get groped. Oh, that's right. That's probably not going to happen, is it? No, but it's okay for all the rest of us. TSA employees and Homeland Security, I got to tell you something. Parade yourselves in front of this. Why don't you go through voluntarily? Let your fellow workers look at you. They'll grope you. It's worse than going to a strip club anymore when you go to the airports. You know, it costs you a little something. You go to a strip club, you want to have fun with one of the girls, here, you get it for free. They just come up and say, "Hey, I got to touch you. It's all official, but I want to grope you. I want to go where no one else has gone before." Well, in some cases. But in most cases, it's, "Why are you doing this?" Well, there's no explanation. You see, if we just profiled the people that really do this stuff, 99.999% of us wouldn't have to go through this. But we won't profile because it's not politically correct. We can't possibly justify how only certain people get groped or looked at or x-rayed or whatever they do, and the rest of us aren't? Well, that's because my Norwegian-Irish background people in my family haven't yet hijacked an airplane that I know of. Let's profile the ones that do. Let's start there, TSA. Oh, no, that's right. This is big business. And Michael Chertoff, who used to be Homeland Security Director, has got a big cut in this. You see where it's going? Just follow the money. That's all you have to do. Now, a few people that maybe were out in my woods the other day and maybe did something that is strange and zapped me with some kind of thing, I got to tell you, if you think that's going to slow me down, you better get some bigger ammo. Because I'm going to still stand at my door. I'll be there for you. How's that? But I'm not slowing down on this stuff. Refuse to fly. Cancel. Stay at home. Drive. Do what you have to do. Tell these people. Put them out of business. Just flat put them out. And the Homeland Chief, Napolitano, says, would you please give us some patience? Would you please be patient with us to do this? We have to do this for your own good. You know, old Butch says, if you don't do this, then we might have a hijacker get on board. And she's going to be 9 years old. Sweet little girl with a dress on. That's why we got to grow up her. That's what it comes to. Nothing short of that. Don't try and make it something. And don't tell me that it's because it's for our own good. That's a bunch of nonsense. It's a lie. Just nuts. Do we have any callers yet? All right. I'm sorry. I'm on a roll here. My poor wife's sitting right next to me trying to keep me straight. Leo, you're out in Massachusetts. How are you today? Leo, are you there?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for taking the call. Did you read that article I told you about last week?
I did.
What do you think of it?
It's interesting. I'm going to read it again.
Anyway, this whole... I wanted to ask that lady that you had on earlier about, you know, how did they get 74 guys to... I mean, considering the turnover that was going on, you'd think that they would back off and say, okay, I might get hit the next time. Well, what are we supposed to do, forget how they voted?
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Does that make sense to you, Leo?
Yeah, that's about it. We're not going to be elephants that remember because they have the media brainwashing us 24/7. So come voting time next time, we're going to forget that they voted for cloture. 74 people, they've got to go. These 74, you know, who voted for cloture should be eliminated. You know, at least whatever percentage of them are up next time. We got to go back to get rid of the 17th Amendment.
I couldn't agree more, Leo. I couldn't agree more. The 17th Amendment destroyed the United States Senate.
Yeah,
it did it forever.
Yeah, it sold it out. It totally sold it out to the money interests. I mean, getting the money out of politics is the only way we're going to be able to salvage some semblance of reality.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, but who's going to do that? Who wants to get rid of that big-time money that's coming in all the back doors and going right into their pockets? I don't care what they do with Charlie Rangel or any of these other morons. They're still doing it. They will continue to do it. It's the biggest money they've ever known, on top of the biggest salary in the world for a legislator and the biggest retirement you can ever get, the best health insurance benefits. Are you kidding? They don't want to give this up. So we got to kick them out.
Well, there's only 18 states that have the recall stuff.
Well, that's clear. That's clear why that is. But if we're going to do this peacefully, and I recommend that first, but I don't recommend it forever. Okay, there's going to come a point where it's time to go to Washington with rifles. Okay? I'm not saying that's just quite yet.
Well,
but
I mean,
it's getting to that point,
Will.
That's the way I feel about it. Now you can disagree or not. I'm sorry, Leo, but we got to move on too because I got like 8 callers here. I got to go, but I tell you what, I always appreciate your rationale, and I'll read that again for you.
One little question: are you sure it's not EMP?
Well, it could be. I've had a couple of people write that, and the fact that my doctor asked me now I never said a word to him, never let him with anything, not a word, and he said, have you been near a nuclear reactor recently?
Wow.
You know, why would he ask me that? Except what he saw in my sinus cavity was similar to that which you would see in a sunburn, flash burn, radiation burn, that kind of thing.
But couldn't that happen with a laser type of microwave?
Oh, it sure could. I'm not saying it has. I'm not one of those that says, oh, yeah, this and that. I'm just telling you what happened. I don't know that I'll ever have the proof I need, but something strange happened.
Maybe you ought to have some kind of a tin foil mask that you wear just normally so nobody can hit you with it, at least unless they get actually in the eye.
You know what? Thanks, Leo. And I would, you know, some look, that's just not the way I'm made up. I stood there in front of my door today and said, come on, you were a bad shot the last time. You know, I mean, it's kind of one of those things. Listen, Leo, thanks so much.
Okay.
Got to go. Thanks a lot. Listen, we're going to skip down. Folks, we'll come back and get you, but I've got a call from my dear friend, Hawk. Hawk, I want to bring you up because I know if you're calling, it's got to be important. Not that
hey, Greg. Yeah, how you doing, brother? You sounding strong.
Thank you.
I just got a report out of Texas, by the way. Let's say Athens area in general. It is out in the country, but by Little Athens there.
Right.
Five Chinooks coming from the southeast, painted in a flat black, not the dark green. But they were, here's the interesting thing, they're moving southeast to the northwest, maybe towards Denton, to the FEMA base. They were carrying under each Chinook on the harness,
yes,
armored vehicles.
Mm.
Okay?
Wow.
And that took place, so that's within the last 15 minutes. All right.
Listen, Hawk, I'll talk to you after the show, but if something else comes in, give us a call toward the end and give us an update, would you?
Yeah, I sure will. And keep rolling, brother. You're doing great. But I wanted to get that out. And if somebody else might know what's going up with that, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Also, there is a brand new joint military base going in Tyler, Texas.
Good information, as always, Hawk. Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Yep. Jim, you're out in Oregon. Thanks for waiting.
Are you there?
Yes, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah. What is the truth about the reoccurring under the radar information reference, number one, the government's plans to impose martial law on the United States, and number two, the FEMA camps that are supposedly in place throughout the country for the purposes of incarcerating American citizens?
Okay.
Do you have the information on that, Greg?
I do. I've got quite a bit of it, and I thought you were going to make a statement about it, but... So do you have a point beyond that information?
I'd like to know what's going on.
Well, all I can tell you is that we're given by myriads of sources, including the United States Army and Halliburton itself, sufficient evidence, I think, to convict on their websites that they built the camps. They staffed the camps. They're there. Now, whatever reason they might want to give to you, doesn't matter. A lot of people want to think they're fictional. They don't exist at all. They've just been made up by somebody. That's not true.
All right. Now, what about this martial law stuff?
Well, martial law stuff. Does that mean you don't understand it? You don't know what it is? Or
I know what martial law is.
Okay.
I'm just not sure. Is our government really planning this?
Well, all I can tell you, Jim, is that a government that would give you the kinds of legislation just in the last 2 years, that we've seen enacted or on the precipice of being enacted, that kind of government going for that kind of control and taking away that kind of destiny decision-making process, the freedom process that Americans used to engage in, with attempts at gun control, pharmaceutical control, food control, all about control, you don't think they have a plan that if we say, nope, we're not going to do that, they're just going to say, okay, we'll go home?
If possible, I think a good thing for you to do, Dr. Everson, would be a little more information from your website in reference to this to help people deal with this.
Well,
if it's possible to deal with it, maybe it's not.
Sure, I think it's a good point, and we'll try and do just that. Next week or two, we'll try and take a couple of these points and put before the American people what we know is out there. We'll use sources that are pretty much public, and let them decide for themselves. I think if your planning does not include dealing with that kind of situation, the potential for that, then I think you're going to have a deficit. If it comes, what are you going to do?
Yeah, no, exactly right. And
yeah.
I'll certainly be watching your site for that.
Exactly.
And one last thing, Doctor, Jesse Ventura, he was supposed to have a program on his conspiracy theories.
Yes.
That was supposed to dealt with the martial law, and it never aired. And apparently it was censored. So, I don't know if you know anything about
it. Amazing how that would work, eh, Jim?
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for your call today. Got a rush. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good luck, Doc.
Thank you. Bye-bye. George, you're in Texas. We're just moving on here quickly. George, how are you?
Well, I got to say one thing. This Thanksgiving, we better really think thanks to God and plead to God that he will pull the plug on these narcissistic, demonic pond scum.
Oh, George, I tell you, it's always a joy when you call. Well, you know, the good Lord was looking out for me, and you know, and whatever is happening, we're just going to keep right on keeping on those kinds of things. Once in a while, as a cop, you know, I got shot at, and that was just part of the job, and I'm no longer a police officer, but you know, I'm still getting shot at, I guess, one way or the other. But you know, we're just going to keep on. We're not going to ease up just because somebody wants to fire a shot over the bow like the Chinese off the West Coast.
Well, can I ask you? You're a state trooper. I like to say, what would happen to you if you did those pat downs like the TSA is doing?
Oh, I tell you, I would have been, well, back in my day, it just wouldn't have happened at all. But people would be up on charges.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Well, there
good
is
point.
Rumor that some sheriffs and DAs are going to prosecute these people.
Well, I'm hoping that somewhere, an airport somewhere within a jurisdiction that has a gutsy sheriff, one that knows the Constitution, one that knows what's right and not right, will just march in there and arrest those people. Just tell them, put down your stun guns and put down your whatever and put your rubber gloves someplace else and come with us. I think that's what needs to happen, but the American people also need to get involved. I'm sorry to say that they should have to be the ones to bear the brunt of this, but they need to walk up and just say, nope, I'm not going to do that. Nope, I'm not going to do that either. And nope, I'm not going to do that. Touch me and I'm going to punch you. How's
nope.
that?
Well, I say we should really...
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Boy, we're in the lightning round here. Randy, you're down in Florida. You got about 15 seconds, sir. Sorry.
Well, I can't even get started in that time. What do you find more offensive? Those that are doing this egregious behavior in the airports or the American people for letting them do it to them?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I will tell you this, though, Randy. We've got to get hold of this and get hold of it now. I don't care what needs to be done. March on these people's offices in Washington. Whatever it takes, get it and get it done, because we can't afford to lose anymore.
Well, I suggest that you find out these people's names and put sex offender signs up in their yard.
I love it. And you know what? That's just about what they are.
Oh, yes, yes. Especially with the children.
Let me tell you, I couldn't grow up a child. I would have to have someone there, first of all.
What kind of mentality
do
that to a child in public.
That's right.
It's lucky for them that I don't have a wife or kids, because if they did that to my family, they'd be picking themselves up off the floor.
Well, that's exactly right. That needs to happen more often. I'm sorry that these people may be in the firing line, but you know what? The American people are in the firing line, and that's just it. If you can't get a wacko like Napolitano to do anything, and you can't get any senators in Washington to do anything, then you got to take matters into your own hand. That's what's coming anyway, so
well,
we might as well get
to,
some practice
need to
in before
they need
we go.
To abolish the TSA, period.
That's right.
You know, if we suffer tamely lawless attacks on our liberty, we encourage them and involve others in our doom, said Sam Adams.
You got it, Randy. You're right. Please call again. I'm so sorry. We just don't have enough time. I'm so sorry. Call again. Cody, in Wisconsin, how are you doing?
Greg, I want to make it real short.
Yes, sir.
This is what I say. I say the men of America, not the schoolboys, the men of America, begin a complete roundup of all these known socialists, communists, progressive, satanic, Luciferian, Masonic minions, and bring them and put them in jail and try them, and then the treasonous bastards be put to death immediately.
You know,
implement
Cody,
God's law.
I'm thinking you got a point
law.
There, and I think the more that's said, the more clearly that's drawn out, maybe some of these people go back underground where they belong.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Cody.
All right, brother.
Got to move. Thanks for calling. Michael, you're out in New York. Michael, are you there?
Thank you, Greg. And absolutely, I concur 100%. They're traitors. You try them in court, prove they're traitors, and then you hang them high, and you hang them fast. Regarding this TSA nonsense and Nazi communist tactics, of course, those employees are low-life scumbags just willing to take that job and do that. What real American would take a job like that and do that to a fellow American? We need a commercial that shows somebody going through the TSA with his family. They go after the young daughter or boy and say, "We got a frisker." And so they go, they do the whole molesting, and then you hear the girl crying as they take her away. "Daddy, daddy." And daddy says, "It's okay, honey. The strangers, they just have to molest you." "Oh, daddy, daddy, it's okay, honey. They have to molest you. You could have Al-Qaeda somewhere underneath your clothes. It's okay."
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Michael, only prostitutes need their jobs worse than they need their good sense and their morals would continue to do this. There should have been within TSA, every employee should have said, "No way, I'm not doing that. This is not right. It's not justified." I said it before, I'll say it again. Profile. Get the people that are causing the problems. Get them out of lines. Don't let them fly. Whatever it takes, and do it that way, not this way. Thanks, Michael. Always good to hear from you. I got to run. I'm so sorry. Yep. Thanks. John, you're down in Kentucky. How are you today? Okay. Well, I tell you, the music's coming on. Paul, I'm so sorry. Please call in next week. We'll try and get you in. Remember your point. I'd be glad to discuss it no matter what. Thanks for calling, and everybody that called today. Thanks for your prayers and your concern. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing fine, and we're going to keep up the good work, keep up the work. I hope it's good. But we want you to have a great week. Pray for each other. Get yourselves right. Get where you need to be, and then start fighting. Rebel, fight, get with it. Tell people that's it, we're not putting up with any more, because the next step is revolution. And there's going to come a time here very soon where that may be the only step left. I don't want it to be. Let's get it right now before we get that far. Take care of yourself. Pray for RBN. Pray for everybody you know. Have a great week. God bless you. Greg Evenson, Voice from the Heartland, saying we'll see you next week.
It's true.